KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning today. Today, east winds 40 knots, diminishing to 30 in the afternoon, seas 11 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 9 feet with rain. And Thursday, south winds 20 knots, seas 8 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through Thursday. Today, northeast winds 30 knots, diminishing to 20 in the afternoon, seas 11 feet with rain. Tonight, west winds 20 knots, seas 8 feet. And Thursday, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Thursday. Today, north winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet. And Thursday, west winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, gale warning today. Today, northeast winds 35 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. And Thursday, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Thursday. Today, north winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, west winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. And Thursday, southwest winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, rain. Highs near 44. North winds 20 to 25 miles per hour, decreasing to 15 to 20 in the afternoon. Wind gusts can get as high as 35 miles per hour. Tonight, rain likely, mainly before 7 p.m. Mostly cloudy with lows around 39. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with wind gusts as high as 20. And Thursday, scattered showers mainly before 10 a.m. Partly sunny with highs near 44. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 in the afternoon. Wind gusts can get as high as 30 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 3:11 a.m. at 7 foot 2 inches. A low at 10:27 a.m. a minus tide of 1 foot. A high at 5:17 p.m. at 5 foot 3 inches. And a low at 9:48 at 3 feet 2 inches. Your sun rose at 6:33 this morning, and your sun will set at 10:44, bringing us up to 16 hours and 11 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Coming up on KUCB News, the state of Alaska will retry a young man involved in a fatal 2019 Unalaska car crash. And Alaskans weigh in on President Donald Trump's second first 100 days in office. Stay tuned.
Support comes from GCI, introducing GCI Plus Internet and Mobile, to help customers stream, work, and connect without limits. Terms and conditions apply. Details at gci.com/gci-plus.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us. It's Wednesday, May 14th, 2025. Did you know that Alaska cod only live up to 20 years? Now you do. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk, with some local news from Unalaska. The state of Alaska will retry a young man involved in a fatal 2019 Unalaska car crash following a hung jury mistrial. Superior Court Judge Thomas Matthews set a tentative trial date for Dustin Ruckman for April of next year. During a status hearing yesterday, the judge said his goal is to have the retrial sooner. Dustin Ruckman faces felony charges for his involvement in the deaths of 16-year-old Carly McDonald and 18-year-old Kiara Renteria Haste. Just over 6 years ago, in Unalaska, Ruckman was driving his truck with the two teens inside when it went off the side of Mount Ballyhoo. McDonald and Renteria Haste were ejected from the vehicle as it fell 900 feet, killing them both. Ruckman, who was 18 years old at the time, sustained minor injuries and told police he was thrown from the vehicle. The case went to trial in Anchorage in April after the court was unable to find an impartial jury in Unalaska earlier this year. An Anchorage jury deliberated for more than 3 days but was unable to reach a unanimous decision. Judge Matthews declared a mistrial, and Ruckman is expected to once again go before a jury. Defense attorney Julia Mowdy plans to file a renewed motion for acquittal and a motion to dismiss the indictment by mid-June. The state will assign a new prosecutor to lead the retrial, as current Assistant District Attorney Patrick McKay Jr. plans to leave Alaska's Department of Law in the coming weeks. Who will take his place is currently unknown. The next status hearing is scheduled for July 23rd. Reporters with the Alaska Desk recently asked people all over the state some open-ended questions about how they're feeling after President Donald Trump's first 100 days in office. From the Aleutians to Southeast and the interior, there are never-Trumpers and MAGA diehards, and some Alaskans having changes of heart. Here's what some of them had to say.
It's Vicky McDonald, spelled just like the restaurant.
Has your life changed at all in the last 100 days?
For me personally, no, I haven't really experienced a lot of changes for myself. Work standpoint, with tariffs coming into effect soon, we have seen where our warehouse is trying to purchase up things, things like the bicycles, for example, that we know are going to get hit hard with tariffs. We're buying as many as we can now and warehousing them, so we won't have to impact the customers by raising the prices right away for the things they're going to want here really soon with summer coming up. But personally, I haven't experienced any changes.
Walter Lord, I don't believe a word Trump says. The only promise he kept in his last was that he lower taxes for billionaires and big corporations. They don't need help. And then they cut all the things that help poor and middle class. If you take away things that benefit poor and middle class, you're taking away food. I mean, not allowing teachers to write off $250 for school supplies and you know, meals on the weave. I mean, you name it, anything that helps the poor and middle class.
Well, I voted for Donald Trump, and I'd do it every day if I could. My name's Terrence Pardee. I have lived in Haines for almost 55 years. I've got much more hope for my country now.
Sure.
We were losing it. Okay. Anybody that doesn't realize that, just has no idea, apparently. We're headed in the right direction. Leave the guy alone, let him do his job. And anybody else that shoots their mouths off about things being better without him is absolutely crazy.
He shouldn't be president.
So what is your name?
Melanie Conroe. So I live in Anchorage. I've been here 30-something years. I voted for Trump the first time because I was trying to do something good for the world. And now I feel that he isn't, and what he's doing is wrong. Completely wrong. He shouldn't be taking away anything. He should be giving us, you know, especially us lower income that are on poverty that actually have to use food stamps and Medicaid and stuff. I can't afford my rent half the time now. By the first of the month, I pay most of my paycheck out to rent and bills, and then I have nothing left to do anything else with. And it's just gotten so expensive, we can't do it anymore. I mean, we're scrounging from week to week to payday to payday. It's just unfair that we have to suffer, yet the rich get richer. So he sucks.
Hector Gomez. I vote for him. I think he do good, but I think he's not right now. He do bad stuff, you know. I don't think he do right. Too many things. Economics so bad right now. everything is very bad right now. I trust him, but, you know, I don't know. We got to give you a couple more days. Let me see what happens.
Those interviews came from Theo Greenlee in Sandpoint, Shelby Herbert in Fairbanks, Alyona Niden in Anchorage, and Avery Elfelt in Haines. Alaska officials who help resettle immigrants say they're facing a lot of uncertainty amid the Trump administration's crackdown on legal and illegal immigration. Issa Spatrisano is the Refugee Program Coordinator for Catholic Social Services. During an appearance on Talk of Alaska yesterday, she said a large group of immigrants in the state come from Ukraine and are classified as having humanitarian parole. However, she says a pause on certain federal programs has prevented those people from keeping their paperwork up to date.
I don't know how many Ukrainians I have spoken to that we serve who have bought land and are ready to buy houses, who were enrolled at UAA and questioning if they should go. I mean, people are at a loss of what to do.
Spatrisano says the Trump administration has rolled back a number of Biden-era refugee policies that have left people who entered the country legally now told that they need to leave the country. For asylum seekers, immigrants, and other non-citizens currently in the country, immigration attorneys have been working to clarify what rights people have. Nicholas Olano is an attorney with Nations Law Group. He says some of that outreach involves telling people that they have a right to an attorney and that there's a difference between the kinds of orders that law enforcement might issue to them.
The judicial and administrative warrants that we're talking about permit you to do different things. The administrative warrant that ICE issues does not let you go into a house, for example, versus the judicial warrant that would allow the officers to go in the house and search for either people or certain specific things that they're looking for.
Cindy Woods, a senior immigration law and policy fellow for the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska, says her organization has been hosting Know Your Rights presentations to combat rumors and misinformation around deportations, and she encourages non-citizens to reach out if they're concerned about their immigration status. A community open mic night has been rescheduled for Friday evening here in Unalaska. Head to the Burma Road Chapel from 7 to 9 if you're a performer, poet, storyteller, musician, comedian, or if you just want to watch. Coffee and light refreshments will be available, so bring friends, family, and enthusiasm. All ages are welcome. For info on everything else happening in Unalaska, check out your community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk. For more local coverage and community events, check out our website at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. Take care.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, an environmental assistant, and an administrative assistant. The Shimmigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender. The Palof Harbor Tribe is looking for an environmental coordinator. The City of Sandpoint is hiring a part-time pull-tab sales assistant. The King Cove Department of Public and Safety is looking to hire a certified police officer. Interested applicants can contact the King Cove PD at 907-497-2210. Each is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk / janitor for Cold Bay. Today is May 14, 2025. Happy birthday to Joanna and Julius Carlson, and happy birthday to Tinley Wilson. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumigan Corporation. Located in Sand Point, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sand Point Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sand Point, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Caught up with you. ain't your turn. You know there's no return. Take your dirty rose. You join the other fools. Turn to something new. Now it's killing you. First it was the bomb. Vietnam, Nepal. Disillusioning. You push the needle in. Your eyes no longer see.
got spinning round. You fall down to the ground. Feel your body heave. Death hand starts to weave. Thank you.
It's better than any. It's powerful music Left of the ones You're listening to KSDP. KSDP radio broadcasts at 8:30 a.m. from Sandpoint, Alaska, on translator K201DA at 88.1 FM from King Cove, Alaska, and streams online at apradio.org.
Can't stand to say goodbye. Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so long. Mama, I'm coming home. Selfish love, yeah, we're both alone. The right before the fall, yeah. But I'm gonna take this heart of stone. I just got to have it all. I've seen your face a hundred times. Every day we've been apart. I don't care about the sunshine, yeah. Cause my to me.
washed out on the lawn. Well, now Hazy Davy got really hurt. He ran into the lake in just his socks and a shirt. Me and Crazy Janie was making love in the dirt, singing our birthday songs. Janie said it was time to go, so we closed our eyes and said goodbye to Gypsy Angel Row. Felt so right. Together we
The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
The best thing in our life is free, but you can give it to the birds and bees. I need some money. Need some money, oh yeah, what I want. Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need money, need some money.